This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Whenever I have an opportunity to share this, I was the menace to my mom and daddy. Left school in the 10th grade. Rebellious. Told dad I won't go back to school. But dad said, well, you won't go back to school, you got a choice. You won't go back to school, you better come and work with me. He had a construction company. He said, but you ain't gonna be in my house, ain't doing nothing.
Young boy, mama used to say, learn all you can, boy, prepare for rainy day. Please stay in school, boy, hear what the teacher...
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 9th of January, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. For those of my people who still fly in Bahamas Air, welcome to 2023. They may be late, but they will get you there. And I say that in honor of Bahamas Air winning another regional award. I think last week, Bahamas Air won another regional award. And while we make fun of Bahamas Air, at least I crack joke on Bahamas Air all the time, trust me, I let people know. If I have a choice, I going to choose Bahamas Air because I trust my people to always do what they know they ought to do when they know they ought to do it. And it's not just the pilots and the technical staff, it's the customer service as well. We get frustrated, we get annoyed with small issues with Bahamas Air, but I tell you what, if you've ever been stranded outside of the Bahamas, you find a Bahamas Air counter, you, my friend, are safe. That's just like an embassy. You might as well be standing on Bahamian territory once you find a Bahamas Air counter or office. So we want to say congratulations to Bahamas Air on winning another prestigious regional or international award. Congratulations. It is the 9th of January. That means tomorrow is Majority Rule Day. And I have some questions around majority rule, right? It becomes important because we make it important. The prestige it has is the prestige we give it. So there's lots to talk about today, and I definitely want to get to what's in the news, but we also have to talk about Majority Rule Day and Majority Rule. Majority Rule Day became a public holiday in 2014, and it commemorates the Bahamas gaining majority rule for the first time on January 10th, 1967, symbolizing the promise of equality, a level playing field, and fair play for all Bahamians. And so I get a bunch of questions around Majority Rule Day. The first, I think, and most important is, what do we actually have planned for Majority Rule Day? This is year 9 since we began celebrating it as a national public holiday. What do we have planned at the national level? Right? What activities has the state organized for Majority Rule Day? Some of the questions are, is a religious service an appropriate celebration for and of majority rule? And majority, let's make a note, majority rule is a national political achievement, no matter how we've responded to it or how we've treated it over the last 56 years. It's a national political achievement. So why has it taken so long for us to commemorate it with a national holiday? Right? Now the question, who are the heroes of majority rule? Is it Sir Lyndon Pindling, Sir Randall Fox, Sir Alvin Brannan? Is it the women's suffrage movement? And who are some of the unsung heroes of majority rule? Another question, what would the Bahamas look like if Randall Fox had become premier? What would the Bahamas look like today if Randall Fox had become premier in 67? And another question, has there been any national political event more significant than majority rule? Has there been any national political event more significant than majority rule? I think the only like real significant events I could think about are independence itself and maybe the LGBT coup. Maybe the saga of the Sad Seven, when they wrestled control of the opposition from Hubert Minnis. Has there been any national political event more significant than majority rule? But before we get there, now please feel free to call in, share your thoughts, your questions, your concerns, your critiques. You could call us at 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. You could also text us at 422-GR96. As like I said, there's some things in the news today I definitely want to talk about. And one of them is crime. Because what's the point of achieving majority rule if the majority of us are living in fear? What's the point of majority rule if the majority of us are living in fear in our very own countries? So if we look at today's Guardian, on the front of the fold, there are three stories of note. Two killed in separate shootings. Second, PM, more needs to be done to stop gangs from recruiting in schools and prisons. And police, woman sexually assaulted during burglary. And then if you flip into page two, at the top of page two, another article, Cartwright says, government failing people on crime fight. Government failing people on crime fight. I thought I wanted to start there, but I don't want to start there. So, the weekend started with two killings, two shootings, a minimum of two shootings, and then we had what appeared to be a lull, right? A lull in activity. In fact, I wanted to do a weekend crime report in two songs to give you all a sense of what the weekend felt like, what the beginning of the weekend felt like. Producer, play the two songs for me. Because the weekend started off like loose like a goose. The weekend started off wild. I mean, the roads were filled with cars from the beginning of the lunch hour on Friday. Whenever you're ready, producer. From the beginning of the lunch hour. And then all I heard about was lone traffic and roadblock.
Every time I go on my body, say it's flicking close. I've been stressed out past couple of months, I swear that only God knows. I couldn't drive my car by my gal, I couldn't hail my bros. By the food store lines, dead long and plus the ATM broke. Man, I can't even go KFC, get one famous.
Man, Friday night looked like it was going to be hot. Like every car in Nassau is planning to be on the road. And then the police just shut it down with a roadblock, with about 75 roadblocks. Whenever you're ready, producer.
What police can do, I have a button for my back spoon. I'm going to introduce it to your jawbone. So your teeth in your morn and groan, make your ears them ring like government phone. Rock up your nose, uplift your looks, cause you shouldn't call me Babylon books. I come to show what police can do. I'm going to show what police can do.
We can get that a little tighter next time. Don't watch nothing. But that was the weekend report in two songs. I had said to somebody, in fact, I made a post on social media on Friday, that given that we had two shootings, and would appear to be at least one killing up to the time that it was reported, right? One death. That if people could stay home, they should stay home. If people don't have to be out on the road this weekend, don't go out on the road. And before the sun went down, I saw a post indicating that there were a number of roadblocks throughout the island of New Providence. So somebody responded to my text and basically said, man, Aaron, it sounds like you're trying to tell people they must live in fear. Right? It sounds like you trying to tell people that, you know, there's nothing you could do, just hide in your house. And that's not what I was saying at all, because it appeared to be a cluster. Right? It appeared to be like the beginning of a spike of retaliation, or maybe gang killings, right? And so I don't know if the roadblocks dampened, right? Like if they were effective in shocking the criminal element or dampening that energy. But the question is that an effective response to gang activity, killings, and potential, possibly gang retaliation? Producer, we go to this call. Let's go to the call. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Dave, this is Tom Peter, and I'm along with you, Aaron.
Good morning, Brayman. How you do?
I'm holding. We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas. What I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couple of things. Yesterday evening, like after 5, I was standing in my door waiting for somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
My front door. Some people around here, Spence Street off Mason's Division, throw a rock straight in my house, trying to hit me raw. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I called the police. And they told, and while I was talking to the police, the police heard the bombarding with rock on my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he told me he was going to send the police, that's 919.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody reached here. I called Central after nobody had came. And the guy there, the sergeant told me he was going to send the police. And nobody reached here. But if I go do something, they'll quick to lock me up. That's indecent. And what the government got to do? She got to have somebody working in authority on Saturdays and on holidays, because these criminals does a lot of foolishness when they know there are not much police working on those days.
I got you. I feel, yeah, man, Brayman. And if you look at today's Tribune, on the front of today's Tribune, the Prime Minister is quoted as saying, "We'll give more resources to crime fight." Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis and Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe pledged more resources to assist police in crime fighting efforts, including more manpower and vehicles for patrols. Right? And so it appears as if the government is aware of not just the problem, but some of the solutions. Now, we hope that this isn't just lip service, right? We like to say nice, fancy things. We like to say nice things at especially church ceremonies, ceremonial events, when we all have on our uniforms and ties, everybody, we got to save face and make everybody feel good, and we don't want to embarrass anybody, and hopefully we're saying the right things. But I think we've reached a dire, dire point now where the police need to be properly resourced and manned, right? We need recruitment exercises. We need more officers. We need more tools, more bulletproof vests, more body cameras, more radios. Do we actually use tasers? We need actual tasers, right? We need resources in police stations to make them more comfortable. I got a text in here that says, yeah, they need more resources all around. They need better exercise facilities. They need improvements at the barracks, in the police college, wherever they train. And so, Brayman, I hope that not just that the Prime Minister can compel those who are responsible to act, right? But that MPs see not just their responsibility, but their power and their capacity to organize within their constituencies. To organize within their constituencies and create effective and sustainable responses to crime. For instance, the constituency I lived in was one of them FNM safe seats. And with no fear of losing the seat, the MP created a part-time employment program, right, by hiring community residents to maintain not public verges, but lots that were effectively abandoned, that created a safety hazard, right? Pathways for young children going to and from school, cleared sides of the road so buses could pull over, so that in a walking community, people would have somewhere safe to walk. Right, there are the Neighborhood Watch Associations. We had Mr. Kino Wong and the wonderful corporal, Jones, on to talk about the neighborhood policing unit. We got lots of strategy. I got a text that says, "For God's sake, Aaron, they don't need more resources. They need better management and supervision. Five police in one car, they don't speak to people well." That's about management. It is about management and training, right? But imagine you a police officer, you in a station, and the bathroom that you have access to as the police officer is only two steps above the conditions that we think that people suspected of committing crimes should have to suffer with, right? Not everybody is Jesus. In fact, there's only one. Why are we expecting people to be saintly, right? To be saints when we ourselves refuse to engage with that type of energy. Producer, let's go to this next call. But we're going to talk about it because I'm not disagreeing with you, Texas. I can get back into that. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How you do?
Hey, blessed one. Happy New Year to you. So I don't waste your time. Let me just go. I have a list and I'm going to try to get this done in 1 minute.
Yeah, man, let's go.
All right, so listen, I don't consider this majority rule, it's minority rule, and it's ruled by the minority of, they've changed their color, the skin color is now black, and then the dial leaders from both parties, mm-hmm. major parties, they get in, and the public purse become their personal kitty. Mm-hmm. So they hire their friends, family, lovers, and they put them in high positions too. Mm-hmm. I was just listening today, and I didn't realize that families of governor generals, I mean, down the line, get a benefit from us, and this is ridiculous, and this is a dead burden that's going to be passed down for generations, that we have living governor generals who we still have to cover, who have since left, and we still have to cover them, and plus their spouses and children, I don't know how true that is. And secondly, so we have this, and also for MPs as well, their wives or whatever, if one died, this is serious, but we have I would change it if I was the MP. Mm-hmm. We have gang laws, so when I hear that the prime minister, I'm like they're scrambling for ideas. We have gang laws. Apply the gang laws, even if you have to open up a gang court. Apply the laws. We know that people are in gang. Do your intelligence, find out who they are, and carry them before the courts. And then take away the money that is supplying these guys who are doing the killing. You use the laws that are there. Do it like they did with Al Capone. They did. They couldn't catch him otherwise, so they did it financially.
Like RICO. Yeah.
Use it. And so also, the police force need to be reworked. I'm a former police officer.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I would do if I was the police, I would suspend the police ban for now. The defense force does a very good job of representation. As a matter of fact, I think the defense force is better now. I would suspend the police force ban, and not disband it, just suspend it for a year, 2 years, until we get this crime under control. I would station police cars in areas, hotspots, where I know either they're originating from, the guys who are responsible, they're originating from.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to know I'm there, so they can get frustrated. I'm not going to interfere with them. I'm not going to violate their constitutional right of freedom of movement,
mm-hmm.
but I want them to know. And if they begin to move, I will follow them. And so I would have enough vehicles, enough police presence to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that, you know, so I said earlier that children have a debt burden that is going to be, I have young kids, I don't even know if I want them to carry this burden, which means if you're going to get something, if you're going to tax me, at least let me see something, let me see the benefits, let me see good roads, not potholes,
mm-hmm.
let me see good schools, whatever, but mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. And then you said something, and you said one of the things was the benefits of nationally was LGBTQ. Now, I would like to hear what particularly about LGBTQ.
No, that's not what I said. What
okay.
I said was, has there been a national or political event more significant than majority rule? And I suggested that when Loretta Butler Turner, when LBT,
my mistake.
Took over. You know,
I just wanted to be clear because you and I would have to divert because I'd like for an explanation if that's what you said.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. I appreciate you allowing me to express that.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Happy New Year again.
You too. I think you made some great points. I cannot endorse that the Defense Force ban is better than the police ban. I think that is the greatest competition we have going in the country. In fact,
if you'd like to
that's the only people them who should be competing, and they don't compete. They let me know. They refuse to even use that type of language, right? And we talk about culture and culture shift. That's what we're talking about right there, right? When the police band was playing on Morning Blend, the officer said to me, listen, we don't even use the word compete. Like when they're talking about the Defense Force band, that's culture, right? That's how you create and you shift culture. There's no fighting in between them. Right. And I loved that. I love that. Although I do want to see y'all have a battle of the bands. That everybody wants to see that. I got a text here that says, tell the caller majority rule was more about one man, one vote, about one person with 20 properties who can vote 20 times. Please, let's go learn history and the fight. Okay, dear texter, I appreciate what you're saying, right? Before majority rule, you had to own land to be able to vote. And you could, I think you could vote as many times, right, as pieces of property that you own. And I'm thinking, like, in the modern day, right now, are you sure it's not the same? Like, you sure we haven't, like, you sure it isn't those that have more land, that have more say, right, that have more resources, that have more say? Because I ain't feeling like we haven't changed anything. They haven't changed. And in fact, like, once it was realized that that's where we still are, right? Some of us, we trying to own the thing that is shined down on the land. We're not satisfied with owning all the land. We want to own the sun, too. Anyway, producer, let's go to that call on the line. Coming to you. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I am good, thank you. How you do?
Radio man. Happy New Year to you. I haven't said it before. But we're talking about this majority rule holiday.
Yeah.
I think two things need to happen. Firstly, we need to depoliticize this majority rule.
Mm-hmm.
It is for all Bahamians. It seems as if the special emphasis as it pertains to this majority rule to be for a specific political party.
Right. Let me ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
Is it that the FNM did not want to recognize it at all because it was also a PLP achievement? Or is it that the PLP have never actually treated it as anything more than a PLP achievement?
I think in both cases, you are actually spot on. Perhaps the FNM may not have understood the importance of the majority rule at that particular time when it was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
The PLP on the backside may have actually utilized it to their benefit, seeing that they were the one who pushed it. It basically was coined a PLP. What would I want to use here? A PLP
commemoration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's use that word. And so, but the bottom line here is that we have to still get away from it, regardless to which political party didn't want it and who wanted it. The bottom line is that it has been instituted, and we need now to depoliticize it for all Bahamians, regardless of whether you are PLP, FNM, UBP, or whatever you may term yourself. It is for all Bahamians.
Yeah.
The second part of this whole fiasco is that we need now to also recognize the construct or the context in which we must use majority rule. And it must not just solely be used for in terms of political, the vote.
Yeah.
Because it seems as if that is the only time when the majority really rules in this country.
Yeah.
We need to fix it and make it majority rule in every aspect of life as it pertains to this country and for all Bahamians.
Yeah.
Not just for the political vote, because that's the only time when our voices are really taken seriously, it seems, in this country. We must fix that in order to bring the true context of what I believe they wanted to achieve in this country, and not just for one thing, and that is the vote.
Right.
When going to the election polls. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Man, you hang up so fast. Because I got questions, right? Is it fair for me to say that the white ruling class was replaced by the political class, right? Now, when I say, let's go to the call, producer. When I say white ruling class, right, let's be very clear here. Whiteness and Europeanness are not the same thing, right? Race is mutable. Ancestry is immutable, Race can change over time, place, like geography, culture, language. Your DNA is your DNA, right? So is it fair to say that the white ruling class was replaced by the political class? Now, when I say white, we understand that there are people who today may be perceived as mixed race that were perceived as white back then, right? That's the first thing. The second thing is that majority rule would have positively benefited the lives of poor, what we call white people, or poor people of European descent also. All right, stick a pin. Let's go to the call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How you do?
I'm always good, man. Aaron, you know, we just need to speak the truth in this country. And many of Brian McCartney say the both of the same two kind, he dead right now. It's only a difference in the mindset. I can remember back in the 50s and 60s, being in that trade for jobs, doing made work, build a house, just, you know, not going to the bank, you know, that's ASU. Mm-hmm. Build a house, pay cash, senator in the universities, doctors, lawyers, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but what's so mind-boggling? They got all this money. They can die and they can carry a dollar, you know. They can die and they can carry a dollar. Some of them so mean, they won't give you a dollar. They won't sponsor a basketball team. They won't give us, the junkie people, a dollar. That's mean. Mm-hmm. They'll have their big-time party and then they'll take away all the food and garbage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Greedy, selfish.
Pause here.
They did destroy in our country.
I just have to say this. I heard about, I think when the Privy Council came to visit, a recent trip, but the Privy Council came to visit, I heard that they had a 10-meat banquet.
Oh, I tell you. Trying to impress people. You know, some the last time when the Queen was here, the Queen didn't want to say nothing to them, you know. The Queen, they're the person like myself.
Mm-hmm.
The commoner. Because he's tired of the lying politicians and the so-called Christian pastors. I mean, I'm concerned. That's why nobody really respects some of them, you know. Nobody respects them, particularly these everyone there now, because I don't know, but 80% of them, you know. One time ago, I said, no, are you politicians? I had everybody's phone number, they answer. Now the Prussian, they answer the people's phone calls. Huh? You put the answer.
Yeah.
Your lesson's over now. When you call constituency meeting, PLP, the FNMCA, everybody is writing to those meetings, you know.
Yeah.
Particularly if you want to see, you know, see, many people, they don't know the rights, man. And hey, everyone's our job to teach our people.
Man, listen.
Freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom of association.
Yes.
Huh? And these judges doing a good job now, you know. They're rewarding people millions and millions of dollars. So you all who think you all own this country? It's only a matter of time. And guess what, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
All the land they take, we can take back all the land. All the land they say they for the farm and then we take the land and build houses, build government apartments, rather than stop my baby people.
Affordable housing. You know.
Yes. See, anybody can't afford to buy a house on the island of New Problem. The Papa made a mistake when he go on and feel the land old enough. I thought Mr. Christie would have put it back to what it was. Doctor, yeah. Minister, now I'm the brave, they have a new six, you know.
Yeah.
You're taking the land out of reach of my children and grandchildren. They can't buy no land where they're born in.
Yeah.
That's not right. I'm taking my call.
All right. And that's the Immovable Properties Act we're talking about,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm putting that on the list. The question, has there been any national or political event more significant than majority rule? I had the LBT, the Loretta Butler Turner coup. I had the Loretta Butler Turner coup. But that's it there. Repeal of the Immovable Properties Act. Even more significant, possibly, than achieving independence. Some things have positive significance. Some things have negative significance. We're going to go to a break. We're going to let the great Phil Stubbs take us there. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green on 96.9 FM.
Don't ever stop, boy. Remember what mama say. But you will find a mean world waiting to play. Drive and nail a right, boy. Hit it on the head. Strike with all your might, boy. Ride the iron is red. When you work to do, boy, you must do it with the will. They who reach the top, boy, must first climb the hill.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Your nose up, they find your looks, cause you shouldn't call me Babylon Books. I come to show what police can do. I'm going to show what police can do. A long time you notice some of you, man. It seems like you love to beat up woman, cause every little thing on the raise on your hand. Like this, you know, bring them from this land. Well, we the police, on the call Babylon. They have to give them.
Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back. You're on the clock with Erin Green, and we're talking a bunch of things, including majority rule. Okay, so you see that little segment of the song they played just now. It's talking majority rule. We're talking, what did they say? A level playing field, the promise of equality and fair play for all Bahamians. So, Babylon Bubs, you know, you got to change your attitude a little bit. First things first. Apparently, these people like to beat man too. And notably, a lot of men will never say that they woman beating them. So the same attention you pay to protecting women from intimate partner violence, domestic violence, right? We also have to be prepared to provide the same for our men. That's majority rule. A promise of equality, a level playing field, and fair play for all Bahamians. And to another question. Given the state of the family islands, the status of family island affairs, and the proximity or lack thereof, right, like the distance between the average family islander and governance and decision-making in this country, do we have anything to celebrate this majority rule day? Okay, I got a text here. We forget family islands. Good morning. How are the actions of LBT more impactful than majority rule? I am unclear of the long-term consequences of that maneuver. Many of us are unclear the long-term benefits of majority rule ourselves, right? Like, okay. The reason I put LBT there, right, is because I think that coup, right, like that move, I call it a coup, that seems so like illegal, right? That seems so illegal because it wasn't illegal. In fact, they used a very ordinary special provision in the Constitution, like I think in our laws, you could remove a sitting leader of the opposition. What does that mean? It means that you could also remove a sitting prime minister. Yeah? That you can remove a sitting leader of the royal, loyal opposition means that you can also remove legally without a coup, without doing anything negative, like without doing anything drastic or militaristic, you could remove a sitting prime minister. Like, I always knew it was possible, but the act realized it for the majority. And that's why I think that's a significant moment. Text says, wow, Aaron talking about protecting men and not women. This is a new year and a new day. I didn't say don't protect the women. I just say don't forget that men are victims of violence too. And I can tell you, I know a brother that get locked. This boy got kidnapped and locked upon compound. I know one of the sweetest, most kind-hearted Christian men I know was being abused violently by his partner. Never lifted a finger towards her. In fact, it was his partner's male family members that told him, buddy, we can't stop her. You got to fight back. Okay? Some men are really being abused. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Sparky Schiff.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, you and I got pet peeve about some things that I think we agree that we love doing things like farming.
Yeah.
I can tell from your passion you like it. And a lot of people don't know once you get to put start to get your finger this day, that day, that day, and pick some of your old fruit from the tree, which you plant, and you grow, and you see the fresh fruit come, and you taste it.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes better than what is inside the store.
Mm-hmm.
You fall in love with a backyard farming.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. You get hooked on it. You get hooked on it when people come to ask you for some of your juju. You're proud to give it away to them without suddenly saying, taste these in the mess.
Yes, sir.
I know, because I just been giving away juju. Like, I got the big ones coming down.
Ooh.
Mine is what I got from Eddie Anderson and Mark, God bless the dead.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved out here, it's called a Filipino grape juju. It's an apple juju. It's almost like a small apple.
Yeah, because juju in the apple family.
Yeah, it's like a small apple, but they be big and they be sweet.
Yeah.
So mine are dropping now,
mm-hmm.
and I've been inviting friends and neighbors to come and get some.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I still have to say this. For years, I was into wanting to get into farming.
Yes, sir.
From Mr. Piddling was around, I was trying to get farmland. Was never lucky. Tried it with Mr. Ingram, tried it with Mr. Christie. Now, finally, just before the last election, Mr. Pinto already became Minister of Agriculture. He says, Sparky, I heard you for so many years trying to get, I can make sure before we go back in again or lose, you get some land.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Ms. Green, I got some land off Blaster Road.
Yes, sir.
Now, look what happened. I got my deeds. I got the location.
Yes,
I got
sir.
The map. I got everything.
Uh-huh.
But guess what? There's a road that the government said it was going to cut off of Blaster Road to get you to the farm. Now, I could see the farm from the air with a drone. I could, not the farm. I could see the acreage.
Yeah.
I could see that from the air.
But you ain't got no road to get to the acreage?
I could see everything on the map of the surveyed map.
Yeah.
And the blocks with the acreage which belong to me. I could see all of that. But now I can't get to the farm.
Okay. Is the property between your acreage and the public road, is that owned by someone or is that more Crown land?
It's all Crown land. It's on the south side of the government.
My
place,
Sparky, between me.
Where you go on Saturdays to sell your stuff.
Yeah.
And you know the government, all of that land up in the back there where they have the experimental stuff.
Yeah.
Where they have the feed mill and everything.
Yeah.
It's south of that, okay? Before
I got you
reach Carmichael Road.
Sparky, I gotta go, but between me and you, if I were you, I would just assume title of all of the land necessary between the public road and my road. Because unless they gave you a helicopter with your deeds, how are you supposed to get to the land?
Ah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The last government problem. See, we said government is continuous, right?
Yeah, but I gotta go, Sparky.
Hold on, hold on, please, this is important.
2 seconds.
Okay. They said that the last government said by November the 30th of that year, right, the year of election, that they was going to cut the government road from Gladstone to the farm area, and then the side roads, and then after that, it will be our responsibility to clear the land and put our fence it up.
Listen, I buy the goat, you make the cheese. That's the only way we can cut road in that bush, Sparky. That's the only way we can cut road in that bush. I appreciate the vibe. You get land, but you can't get there. Oh, my. I just, 1,000 jokes, Sparky. 1,000 jokes. But I don't want to lose track of... Dear Texter, those are fighting words. Producer, the Texter want to fight me. The Texter say, great show as usual, but Juju tastes bad. Listen, let's go through it. Let's go through it. Okay. Juju is a hybrid apple. Virtually all apples are tart, sour, and not sweet. Virtually all. There are a handful out of the thousands and thousands of varieties of apples that grow across the world. There's only a handful of apples that are sweet. In fact, to reproduce those sweet apples, you have to graft a tree because every apple seed has different DNA. Like every apple that drops, every single seed is different. So you can't just pick an apple from a tree and plant it to get the same fruit-bearing tree. You have to graft them. So Juju, the majority of the Jujus we get are tart mini apples. I think it developed the name Juju because we eat them when they're dead. We eat them when they're turning brown because as the flesh ferments, as it ages and ferments, it gets sweeter. Some Juju taste bad. Some Juju taste like chalk. Some Juju taste like diluted apple water with a bit of sour drops in it. Some Jujus taste like heaven. Some Jujus taste like Honeycrisp. Some Jujus taste like it's the tart one, the Granny Smith, the tartest apple. Right? Just a great variety. For those who think Juju tastes bad, that's okay, because I'm getting ready to make me $1 billion. I officially patent my idea right here on the public airwaves. Juju soda. Trust me. Aaron Green and Seasonal Sunshine doing that. But if you also want to become a Juju millionaire, let me show you all a secret. Juju is a mini apple. You could take your Juju and crush it, remove the seed, and make applesauce for your children. You could make applesauce to replace your egg in your pastry recipes. You see what I'm saying? You could make Juju salad. I want to say good morning and thank you to Princess Pratt and family for sharing that recipe. Now, Juju typically don't grow from seed. However, I am aware of a couple of instances where people have been able to grow the big Juju from seed. I imagine that you got to crack, right? You somehow have to crack the seed of the Juju, normal Juju, for it to germinate. Now, the text here, can we do things decently and in order? Is there a long line of other persons waiting for public access to their crown land for years? I mean, talk about a long line. Years and lines of people, 20 plus years, 30 years, people done dead and give up. They reach the pearly gates. And once Peter smiled, they say, listen, just one more thing before I go. They ever get the crown land sorted out? Peter said, no. No. Okay. Dear Texter, I appreciate what you're saying. Some of the people that call regularly upset us. But thank you for tuning in for so long. And don't forget, tune in again tomorrow. In fact, tune in every day. And when you can't take it no longer, we understand. We understand. But just remember, you got a firm commitment to tune in every day. What you do after that, I appreciate. Yeah, text is saying, Sparky, what did you say to get your crown land? Because they know his people been waiting longer than you who ain't get it. Help your brothers and sisters out. Write a small manual on how to get things done when you don't know people, but you know you need to know people to get things done. Somebody write that manual. Anyway, we didn't get to finish this conversation because I realized that I wasn't being unfair. I wasn't being unreasonable. The truth is, we cannot have majority rule. We cannot be living in the time of majority rule, because we don't treat the family islands as like they's part of us, like they's a part of the majority. We got to get back to that. Anyway, tomorrow is majority rule day. I think you should cook food and invite people over. It's a holiday. But more importantly, you should think about the ways in which you can contribute to making your country a better place, not just for yourself, but for the rest of the majority too. Anyway, thank you, producer. Thank you to the texters. Thank you to the listening audience. And thank you to my boy. No. I wasn't saying LGBTQ. Something far more concerning than that. The LGBTQ. That's what I was talking about. You guys have a great day.
Now, baby, this is all we heard. Still on the curfew, but boy, it's flicking road. We ain't touch the road in so long. We ain't quarantined 6 months strong. Chunk a new carnival. Rick and scrape will come and then one way things to shabby. Give thanks, cause we got body. Collects, I like them cold. Cause all I know, it's just
the road. The flicking road. The flicking road. I say the flicking road. The flicking road. The flicking road.